Good afternoon. I am Kate Manahan, and thank you for joining me for the 9th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants and refugees. This show is about visiting with individuals, regarding their life stories, and enduring hopes as New Mainers. Today, my guest is Luis Herman Belis. Herman is from Cuba and joined his brother, as well as 1 million other Cubans in Miami, in 1994. After a trip to Maine, he felt that he had finally arrived in America and moved to Portland 6 years ago. Today, he's here in the studio to share some memories from Cuba and to talk about community and what that means to him. Thank you for being my guest on New Mainers Speak, Herman.
Good afternoon, Maine.
Good afternoon, Maine.
Good afternoon, Maine, yeah, because my English, you know.
Your English is pretty good. I understand that you didn't start your English language learning until you came to Maine. Is that right?
Yeah, but when I come in Maine, I don't say nothing in English because in Miami, no, the English, the people know.
No, there's no need.
See, yeah. It's more Spanish. Mm.
That's interesting. So you lived from 94 to 6 years ago speaking Spanish in Miami.
In Miami.
And when you came to Maine, you said, I better go to Portland Adult Ed and learn some English.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I come in Maine, because in Miami, I see same system about the Latin community, you know, same system, everybody speak Spanish. Has sensitive in I'm sorry for
yeah.
But it's okay. When I see Maine, I see real United States for me because I feel that I need to speak to English. I see different people. I see real United States people. That is interesting me for that community, for that state.
So when you came here to visit,
yes.
You felt like this is America.
Yes.
Maybe not Miami so much. It felt so much like home.
Yes.
Her mom was telling me when he first arrived in Miami, a friend said, come to a party at my house. And he went there and he saw his classmates and friends and neighbors.
Everybody practice sport. I don't see my family. I see a lot of people I see in Cuba,
mm-hmm.
in my neighbor, but I don't see my family.
Not your family. You left them in Cuba.
That's why I say, I stay in United States or I stay in some part of Cuba.
Yes, yeah. So it's hard to tell sometimes.
See, because that is when I feel my decision to go to the Cuba for United States, but sometimes we're not thinking that... the consequence.
Mm-hmm. So your decision,
in the life.
Your decision to come to the United States,
yes,
was difficult,
yes.
But you don't understand the consequences till you get here.
Yeah, when you have family that they love you or you love it, you have a key, have your family.
Yes.
You know, and this is, a couple days you not see your family and you know. When you see the family,
you don't know when you'll see them again.
Yeah.
So what causes you to be willing to leave your family and loved ones to come to the United States?
Because to me, a lot of years, the place, you know, not happy because when coming, for example, Christmas, Mother's Day, birthday, all the when they remember the family, I don't see my family. I see friends, but not my real family.
When you're here, you see your American family, but not your...
Not my family.
Right.
See.
So when you lived in Cuba and you decided to leave, what made you decide to leave Cuba?
In Cuba, I practice sport, go to the school... Work is different because you have your house, you have everything that you have is yours, You don't need to pay rent. You don't need to pay something. Pero
no one pays no rent?
Have no right in my time. I think I ask a different word. Cuba is communist.
Yeah.
You know, to say something basic, everything basic, I don't know exactly the people need it for the life. Food.
So all the basics are provided by the communistic government.
No, yeah. No. See, yeah. Give you free school, free medicine, pero no have.
And literacy, literacy rate is very high.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Education is good, would you say? Or
this is good because everybody writing, everybody reading, pero only about communism.
So a limited amount of education.
Yes.
You read and write, but your scope of what you learn is narrow.
You follow doctrine.
Yes.
Doctrine is exactly
the doctrine.
Yes.
Yes.
That is communism. You follow doctrine. Okay, you scientist, doctor, whatever you study, but you didn't follow doctrine, you know.
Yes, you have to, whether you're a scientist, a doctor, you're following the doctrine.
Yes.
I read too recently that for many years, no one was allowed to work for the government who practiced any religion at all. And that has loosened up. But is that part of the doctrine too, that atheism will be practiced?
When in Cuba, everything is doctrine. Religion, school, everything is doctrine.
Doctrine everywhere.
Yeah.
So when you were there, you were an electrician and a welder. You worked with heavy trucks and hydraulics. Mm-hmm. My understanding is that when you came to the United States, you didn't have the language then to use those skills. Is that right? You didn't have the English language enough to practice the hydraulics and...
Okay, when I go to the school, that is a 7, 8, 9 grade. The 7 and 8 and a half in the school give me English class.
You had some English in school.
Yeah, 7 and 8 and a half.
7, 8 grade.
The 8 and a half, and I give you Russia.
And then you get Russian.
There's ni English ni Russia.
Oh.
You know? For example, in Russia say Tabari, in English say my friend.
Aye.
You know, that's no, because not completely. The 3, 7, 8, 9, see, not completely.
So you had a little bit of language in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade.
See.
But not enough to get you through when you came to the United
States. Yeah, before me, mm-hmm. you have 3 years in the English. Mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9. You take something English in 3 years. But in 1 year and a half, no.
Not
no practice anymore. Change everything in Russia.
Did you learn the hydraulics and welding in school? Did you have a vocational school?
That part, the hydraulic, that is in Miami.
Oh, you learned that?
The hydraulic, but the welder and electrician, I go to the school in Cuba for college.
Oh, so you went to college in Cuba.
Yeah, I studied before 4 years electrician in industrial, and 4 years pipe fitting. Say pipe fitting. It's a welder.
Pipe fitting.
Yeah.
Welding school there for 4 years in college.
This is when I go to Miami, and all my friends working in that area, you know, the heavy truck, welding, hydraulic. They say, putting me in that part, and they say, I pass for different department. And this is a heavy
trucks.
No, heavy dealer.
Uh-huh.
The heavy truck. Because that's easy. Like so in my school in Miami about this.
Right. So for about, 15 years you worked in hydraulics and...
And welding
and pipe fitting. Yes. Okay. In Miami.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I want to go back to Cuba. Can you tell us a little bit about what it looked like, smelled like, felt like in Cuba when you were a kid?
Oh, Cuba is tropical island. Yes, it smells like ocean breeze.
Yes, smell that, the ocean breeze.
Yeah. I don't know now, because of 20 years, I not see my country, but before, I have a lot of sugar factory. Mm-hmm. You smell, you go to my country, you smell like sugar.
Because Cuba smells sweet.
Yes, yes. Have a lot of forests.
Tropical rainforests.
Yes.
Mountains and forests.
See, that's a... And flower, a lot of flower in Cuba.
Yes, floral flowers. See. I understand that there are a whole lot of species of plants and animals that only exist in Cuba. It's been an isolated island for so long that there are many lizards and bugs and birds that only live in Cuba.
And have some shells. They only in some part of Cuba.
Oh, really? Just a little region of Cuba.
Yeah, or the the old Cuban, only for Oriente, for the San Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
Only in that area have that shell, because have
very specialized.
You have this half color, and that color is shine. When you see, you see somebody paint, you know, paint is a nautilus.
No one painted the shell. It's a nautilus that only exists there in Cuba.
See.
I bet that was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
And tell me about your past with dancing.
Oh, that is in Cuba life, for the people life, because this is for the Cuban culture. The Cuban culture is Afro-Cuban.
Cuban culture is Afro-Cuban.
Yes.
The Yoruba people.
Yoruba.
Originally from Nigeria, correct?
Yeah, all Africa, but this is Nigeria, it's Congo, Nigeria, that's a Cuban religion. Actually, Cuban is the American Latina only one country saving the culture.
There's seven different cultures in Cuba.
Saving. The saving is exactly say.
Saving?
Yeah, the beginning.
Oh.
This is a conservation. The conservation.
Oh, conservation.
Yeah, yes, the culture, exactly the beginning. Music, dancing, about the Santeria, everything this, that culture.
That's all part of the culture.
Yeah. You go to Cuba and you see the people in the corner play music about the rumba. That is a Yoruba.
Rumba is really Yoruban.
Yeah, because it's a lot of fusion, the different instrument about the, because the Africa in that time in Cuba and the religion, this is a white and black. They said no. That the black no go to for the church. They said need to pray, but need to change everything because the white people not understand what they say. That is speak in Yoruba, everything about the religion, about the music. That is the Cuba. That the Cuban people. This is the life.
Yes.
This is the life of the Cuban people.
The Yoruban people came in two waves, that I understand, to Cuba. They came as slaves in the slave trade. And then much later, in the 1900s, a group of people came to Cuba. So you have, on the island of Cuba, Asians, Africans, American Indians, Native Indians, and Spanish-speaking people, as well as people from everywhere else.
That time, the Cuba coming a lot of people, you see, Viking. Pirata.
Theater?
No. Oh. It's a big Viking, Corsario.
He's going to draw me.
Corsario.
Casa Rio.
Piratas.
Piratas.
Yeah, like Caribbean Pirates, you know? What a movie that guy made.
Casa Rio. You see, Pirates.
Yeah,
oh, pirates. Yes, pirates.
Viking, a lot of people.
Yes, many people have come
go
to Cuba. Why wouldn't you want to go there? It's beautiful. And it smells like sugar.
No, I'm money.
And money.
Because I don't know, remember Jacob Morgan, I don't know. Two pirates. Saquear.
Pirates.
Sí, pero saquearon La Habana. Take all the Havana, everything, money, everything.
Oh,
Havana.
They looted.
Yes,
the pirates looted Havana.
No remember one guy too in Santiago de Cuba too. Mm-hmm. Entonces, that's ese the Cuban. The Cuban have a lot of different country coming to Cuba.
Many.
That,
sí. It's a very multicultural.
Multicultural.
And all blended together kind of place.
Yeah, I see Maine in that way.
Maine's coming along in that direction, but it's not quite there. Mm. You are listening to WMPG, Southern Maine Community Radio, broadcasting from USM. I'm Kate Manahan, and this is New Mainers Speak. If you are just joining us, welcome. Today, I'm having a conversation with Herman Beliz, originally from the Republic of Cuba. So one of the reasons we wanted to get together and talk, Herman, was to talk about community and your sense of community, what community really means to you. Can you share with us a little bit about that? We've been talking about the fact that the community that you originally grew up in has 11 million people and it's very ethnically diverse. Were there boroughs and neighborhoods there where the different districts, like we have Chinatown or the French Quarter, were people divided there, or have people blended together more in Cuba?
No, the people in Cuba, everybody working together. I see the Chinatown. You see the Chinatown because the Cuban people is hospitalaris.
Hospitality.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's that when the somebody go to Cuba, no care the whatever country, is welcome.
So.
Sí, welcome.
Regardless of your background, you can be Cuban.
And the people go to Cuba, feel welcome to Cuba. They say, oh, that's a nice people, you know, because this is the. For example, you go to Oriente, the people say, coming, take your food, drink it, give it this.
It's generous and welcoming.
See, the people when going to Cuba see that and feel comfortable.
I would feel comfortable with that. That's beautiful.
See.
So here, I know that you see people saying the Sudanese community, the Somali community, the Latin American community. And what do you think of that?
I think that is awesome because in the future, Maine is the main. I feel the main go to for the way the cosmopolitan.
Yeah, yes.
Because I see a lot of people in different countries. That is good in Maine because only in Maine I see the people help you. A lot of people, whatever people coming, Maine. They can help you for food, for school, for a chore, for immigration, for everything.
You get help when you come to
Maine,
regardless of where you're from.
Yeah, I want to say thank you, Maine. Thank you, the people, Maine, for help you. I know how I give it back.
You want to give back.
Yeah.
Yes, when I asked Herman if he would be on my show, he said, you are doing something for the community, so I will help you with that because You seem to believe very strongly in helping the community.
Yes.
Giving
yes.
back.
Yeah, I want to say that the older community, then they, for example, here, I see something that I hear in African community, Asian community, Hispanic community. But you see everybody thinking in community. We living here. That's just the we community.
You bring your idea from Cuba that we're all one people, regardless of the communities we live in.
Yes.
We're really one big community.
Mm-hmm. It does say we need it. Working in interaction for the United people, for the U.S. people here. Because you from United States. For example, Victoria from Peru, me from Cuba. But we working together. We doing whatever that we need to doing. Help you the community about the healthy sport and the education,
right.
and whatever.
Doesn't matter, does it? Health, education, sports, we're all needing the same things, and we all work together to that end.
Entonces, that is the we community. Here is the we community. We need it working for this, for good education here, for good transportation, for everything good for that community.
Yes.
See, because we living here. Yeah, we're not living in the original country, you know?
No, we're here together today, right now. Mm. What we make is what we have together.
You know, see, Poland, for example, I see Poland growing.
Yes. Portland is growing.
Growing, yes. Construction and everything. Beautiful. You see, Eaton Beach, a lot of construction, beautiful.
A lot of construction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just I think in the future, Maine, bigger.
Now, Herman, you have had a past where you worked as a skilled laborer, as the pipe fitter and welder.
Mm-hmm.
But since you got to Maine, then the language was a barrier. And so you ended up working at Berber Foods and as a dishwasher and in sanitation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a hope or a dream for what you would like to do that would be the best way that you could give back to the community?
Bueno, I don't understand exactly, but when I come in, I work in my field work is in Margarita restaurant.
Yes,
it's my first time I see, but the body language is you know help you me because he told me for example for the watch, show me for the how working the machine. But when talking, I don't understand nothing. But I see
you can movie, watch
the body language. I catch everything. And that's just a movie for here.
You learn what you learn watching the body language.
Yes.
The language is second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is little by little, hearing, watching the TV in English, hearing the radio in English. And now I'm not talking, you know, but my part better in English is reading. I understand more.
Reading English is getting easier because you're listening to it more.
That,
you're practicing.
That is in the school. The teacher passed me, because that's half high. She said they have high for reading.
I bet that and feels good to get good scores in reading.
Uh-huh. Pero bueno, I practice more.
What would you like to do welding eventually again? Or do you have a dream job that you would like to do eventually when your language skills...
I like that job because that's my profession for a long time, you know. But I'm doing everything, construction, I doing everything. I have that facility.
You have the ability and the facility.
Yeah.
You would like to do more construction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like it work. And I don't know where, but I like it work.
You like to work.
See, you putting me in, I don't know, in different profession than mine, I don't care. I catch that profession too.
You're a quick learner, I bet.
Yeah.
And you're a hard worker.
Yes.
Well, you're certainly a willing worker. Those are hard jobs that you've done since you've come to the United States. And that's important work, too, that we don't always appreciate. So thank you for being willing to do such hard work.
Yeah. I forget something. That it's new in Maine. Only that state help you, the people come in the country for revalidate the school in the country. For example, the people have a doctor in Cuba.
Yes.
Come in United States. It's difficult for the...
Yes, it's difficult to transfer your knowledge once you get...
Maine now have some program for help you this. Only Maine in United States.
The new Maine...
The new
Maine Resource Center? Is that what it is?
No. It's that is in Commercial Street.
ILAP?
No, ILAP. That is the immigrant.
Yeah.
The immigrant business is some program that you save money. If that program give you the money that you have for business, for the school, for
the
car.
Financial literacy? Is that the one?
I don't remember exactly, okay. But it's C. I don't say C-E-O. I don't know.
C-E-O? C-I-O?
I think
it's
C-I-O. C-I-O?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, have that program for help you the people for para revalizar el título.
That's good to know. So people can get help once they've come converting their other skills to skills that are usable here in the United States.
Well, that's a new in...
That's worth being proud of.
Sí.
Wonderful. So, quickly to end, do you have any advice for people who are newly arriving in Maine? Things that you would say to them to help them out? Advice, do you have, what would you tell people who were new here about how to do well in Portland, Maine?
No puedo enfocar bien lo que me pregunta.
You're doing a little translating.
I say the people that come in Maine, the beginning, it go to the school. It go to the school.
Start by going to school.
Yeah, because when go to the school, that's a school have night teacher, I don't say exactly that's the beginning. Go to the school.
Start by going to school.
Because needy understand how doing that community.
Yes.
Everybody. Because I see the old people when go to that school. When I see in the street, I see different person.
All different kinds of people.
Yeah,
go to school.
Changing everything.
They're changing.
Yeah.
Everything.
For example, the people talking, blah blah blah. Hi. When go to the school, you see law, night culture. Understand the culture of the United States.
Yes, they'll teach you the culture, and they'll speak slow enough for you to catch on.
See,
yes.
The people feel. Yeah, you know, this. Super.
Thank you, Herman. I think that is excellent advice. You have been listening to New Mainers Speak. I am Kate Manahan, and I want to give special thanks to my guest, Herman Beliz, for joining me here today. I wish you well, and hope you continue to make the community here quite vibrant.
Thank you very much.
We're lucky to have you here in Portland. And thank you for listening. Please join us each Sunday from noon to 12:30 for similar interviews with diverse members of our community. If you would like to hear this complete interview or interviews from previous weeks, please visit newmainerspeak.com.